Current law requires that voters be asked for photo identification at the polls, but does not require they have one to cast a ballot. In elections this year, people who wanted to vote but did not have an ID had to sign an affidavit. Proponents argue the measure helps to prevent voter fraud, but Tim Horrigan, a Durham Democrat, says there is no evidence that a problem exists.
There's this whole theory about voter impersonation, and I understand why it'd be bad if people were going around impersonating voters, but it's simply not happening.
The bill stands a good chance of making it through the new Democratic majority in the House. And a spokesman for Governor-elect Maggie Hassan says she believes the voter ID requirements were, quote, misguided. The biggest hurdle will likely be in the Republican-led Senate, but Horrigan says he is confident he can get the votes needed to repeal the law. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.